Countries change, but the way the rest of the world sees them may not. NPR's John Hamilton learned that in the rice fields of Bangladesh. Here's his reporter's notebook.
In northern Bangladesh, hunger isn't just a word, it's a season. There's winter, spring, summer, and hunger, or manga. It comes in the fall between rice harvests. In the 1970s, just as Bangladesh became a nation, the manga seasons turned deadly. There were droughts and floods, rice crops failed, probably a million people died. And the face of Bangladesh became that of a starving child on a UNICEF poster. Fast forward a few decades. I'm wading through a rice paddy with a producer, Jane Greenhalgh.
I guess I should have taken my shoes off. Oh, well.
We've come to the Rangpur district to do a story about a new type of rice that can survive even the worst monsoon flooding. Farmers stand knee-deep in emerald paddies. A river of children flows behind us. They're curious, not hungry. We join a dozen farmers in the shade to talk. It's a conversation that says a lot about how Bangladesh has changed. Rice cultivation has become a science, and these farmers are at the cutting edge. They know rice varieties, rice genetics, rice history. I ask, through an interpreter, what they remember about a rice called IR8. Of course they know it. IR8 was a super rice that came from the Philippines in the 70s, after the killer mangas. IR8 helped start the Green Revolution that has been feeding Asia ever since. But that's old news. The farmers want to talk about better varieties developed right here in Bangladesh, BR11, for example, or BR29. They brag about how good these varieties taste and how well they grow. No wonder rice production here has tripled in the past 30 years. It's a polite conversation until I ask an impolite question. What do they remember about people starving to death during manga? That doesn't happen, they say. Not in Bangladesh. Not anymore. Manga can still mean hunger, but not starvation. And they want the world to know that. I get it. These people are proud of what they've done, and they're tired of being just the face on a UNICEF poster.
NPR's John Hamilton.